The OTB Podcast Network. With Green Farm on the go. Snack smart with 100% natural protein-powered chicken bites.
Collingwood and Cavan star Aisling Sheridan is with us, I think. Good morning to you, Aisling. How are things?
Good. How are you?
Very well, thanks. So I presume you're out of quarantine and you're going about your life in Melbourne normally right now.
Yep. We got out of quarantine Christmas Day. We were in Western Australia in Perth. So that's just where the flight brought us. And back now in Melbourne, back into training. And yeah, we're here set up in our new place and everything. So into the swing of things now.
So what was it, a flight 2 weeks before Christmas Eve or something like that? And then 2 weeks self-isolating or how did that work?
Yeah, so we flew the 9th of December from Dublin and then we had to go from London to Singapore and then we had a night stay in Singapore where you kind of were self-isolating as well, like in a hotel there. And then Singapore to Perth. Again, like, you know, we just kind of knew we were going to Australia. We kind of didn't know where we were going because the rules here, it depends on how much people is let into each state. So we landed in Perth and straight away, you know, there were security guards when you got off the plane. You were literally being escorted like, you know, you were prisoners. You know, you couldn't have your phone out and you couldn't talk to anyone. And then you were like, you had to go answer questions. They told you the hotel you were staying in and then escorted onto a bus and then brought to your hotel, up to your room, locked the door, goodbye.
Wow.
But no, it actually wasn't too bad, to be fair. And then, so that was probably the 11th of December. So we did our 14 days and got out Christmas Day.
When did you find out where exactly you were going in Australia? It kind of sounds like you get on the plane and they're like, lucky dip.
So originally we were told we were landing in Adelaide and then literally the night we were leaving, we just got an email to say that our flight has been changed to go to Perth. So yeah, literally just that day really.
Right. Well, that's a bit wild, isn't it? Like it's yeah. You want to have a very open mind about this whole experience.
Yeah, and that's the thing, like if we landed in Adelaide, we weren't getting out till Stephen's Day. So when we heard that was, I don't know what way the quarantine, I think you have to do 15 days in some states. So it actually worked out well then to go to Perth and then we had friends and stuff there. So we were able to spend Christmas with them. So it was actually lovely.
So my geography is crap. I had to look it up there. Perth is the one city that's on the west coast and the whole of the east coast is where everything is. So like, you know, it's not close.
No. So yeah, we got our four-hour flight there Sunday from Perth to Melbourne and then you have a 3-hour time difference as well. So it's a bit strange, you know, in the one country there's change of time zones in literally everywhere. So yeah, then Perth is 3 hours behind. So then Melbourne.
And you just finish Netflix in 2 weeks? Is that what you do for 2 weeks in your room with nothing else to do? It's
like Netflix and I don't know, you have a lot of downtime, which in one way was actually kind of nice. And then we were very lucky, we got gym equipment and like some dumbbells, a bike. The AFL was able to give it to the AFLW players. So we were able to get programs and plans off our S&C and that kind of kept us ticking over. And then you have Uber Eats as well, which you can literally order any food you want and it comes straight to your door or coffee. So needless to say, there was an absolute bomb spent on Uber Eats, but yeah, it was worth it.
What is your go-to on Uber Eats then on Christmas Eve, for example?
Christmas Eve. So I probably got myself maybe 2 or 3 coffees. Just, I don't know why. Just, you know, because they keep coming. And then I'd get myself a nice brunch. So maybe like sourdough, poached eggs, avocado. And then dinner, they actually put on like a kind of a Christmas dinner spread. So they had like turkey and ham and stuff for us. So I had that and then whatever sweets I had going. I didn't have any celebrations or heroes, but something anyway to kind of feel like I was at home.
So you're in a hotel room in Perth, actually training essentially for the upcoming season because they've got the gym equipment and they've got it into a hotel room on the opposite side of the country. And that's basically how you keep ticking over for the few weeks, I guess.
Yeah, literally. So I probably was doing maybe 2 sessions a day, bar maybe the weekends. I kind of took them a bit easier because when I kind of counted up the sessions, you know, I was doing maybe a HIIT session and a strength session or a bike session and a strength session. So you probably were actually doing more than you think, but it's because you've so much time you know, probably doing too much. And then, yeah, so that kept me going. And then once we got out, we had a lot of running to catch up on. So that was not fun. But yeah, we got back into it, got the running done, ticked off the list over our Christmas break. Because then we had like 10 days maybe to get more gym sessions and running sessions in just before we came back to training there Monday.
And how quickly did that fitness build up post-Christmas? Like, are you right into the swing of things now where you're enjoying the training? I know you're only, what, 3 weeks out from the start of the season at this point. Are you past the pre-season mode at this juncture?
Yeah, so I suppose I kind of knew I was always going to do be doing quarantine. And you know what? I've never not ran for 2 weeks. I've been very lucky when it comes to injury, touch wood. So I suppose I kind of knew that, okay, I wasn't going to get running for 2 weeks. So I did a lot of training leading up to heading out to Australia, kind of built up the sessions, a lot of running sessions. And then, yeah, I did a fitness test. We were back into our fitness test Monday. Did a lot better than last year, so I'm actually come out fitter, which is a surprise. But yeah, no, it's all good, and we're back into the swing of things, getting our skilled sessions, our training sessions, and yeah, you won't find, I think there's 20 days to round one, and so there'll be practice matches or challenge matches coming up, so it will actually fly, yeah.
And how do you feel this year versus last year? Like that experience of distance, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I definitely feel a lot more confident. I suppose I was kind of nervous about training on Monday because it was my first session back. And just getting, you know, get the hands on the ball, get into the terminology. Like their terminology is completely different. As we would say, sideline, it's the boundary. You know, it's all offense, defense, you know, not forwards and backs. So there's a lot of things they say that you're kind of there standing there for a second and like, oh, and then you catch it. But definitely feel a lot more confident. I suppose having last year was a massive help. And then skills base, you know, it's actually better than I expected, but I'm still a little bit rusty in parts, but I still have 3 weeks. So I'm definitely okay. I was probably more worried than I should be, but all is okay so far.
What's the area of that part of Australia actually like to live in and work in? Will you get a chance to see a little bit of it this time?
Yeah, so we're actually living in St Kilda in Melbourne, and it is, I'd say, half of Ireland. So it's literally on the beach. You know, you go walking down to get a coffee and there's O'Neill shorts popping up everywhere, jerseys, PA tops, you know, there's Jimmy O'Neill's, there's Irish places everywhere around. So definitely feel like I'm at home. And it's a lovely area, and the weather's lovely. We have the beach beside us. So probably because the season is actually coming quick enough, you know, you only have your Sunday off and then games will start on Sunday. So it'll be hard to kind of fit in time to go wherever. But some of our games might be interstate, which would be nice because then it's always nice to, you know, fly to somewhere and play a game. It's just a different experience than driving in the car or on a bus. It's always nice because you get to see their stadium, their training grounds. So I think we've like Brisbane away and West Coast, which would be Perth again. So we'll be going back there. So yeah, that would be nice.
The big thing as well that a lot of professionals talk about is the downtime and the rest. It sounds like it's a nice part of the world to have to, you know, rest and not do too much work. The beach is right there. It sounds like you've got all the facilities you need.
Yeah, like that's it. Because this week, I suppose, I've been finding it quite tough on my body. You know, we had a fitness test and training Monday, then gym and skills Tuesday. Tough enough training last night, so you train for maybe like 2 hours or more. So you'd be covering up to 10 kilometers or more in a training session. Gym and skills today, and that's only 4 days in, and I'm definitely finding it in my body. So to have the beach would be nice because I'd probably go down there in the morning for a dip and use it kind of as like an ice bath, because I'm definitely finding it, I suppose, in my quads, because the kick and technique is a little bit different. You'd probably find it more so because it's definitely more straight on. So the body is definitely feeling it this week, but hopefully now come Sunday when it's our rest day, I'll kind of get a chance to kind of recharge the batteries and go again.
That's interesting. I haven't heard many people mention that before. So obviously you've been playing with round ball for a lot of the last few months with Cavan and stuff. So actually kicking a different shape ball, actually it takes a little bit of time to get used to on the body physically.
Oh, 100%. That's actually what we were talking about today with the coach, because, you know, it's it's that punt pass, you know, you follow straight through with your leg, you know, you don't have that kind of around the corner kick, as they call it, and it's straight on. So you definitely find it more so in your quads because you don't have your groins coming in to help with that kick. Like, you definitely find it harder to kick as long as you would with a GAA ball. So even at training last night, taking set shots in front of the goals, you know, I was finding it tough to get the power in my legs because my quads were feeling quite sore. But again, it'll all come with practice, and there's a really specific technique. You know, we were talking with the coach today, you know, not many GAA players follow through with the ball. You know, your hamstring or your leg only goes to a certain height. Whereas in AFL, you know, the leg goes full up, like as if an Irish dancer would. It goes that high, you know, they really, really follow through. They land on the kicking leg. So there's a lot of bits and technique that people probably don't know. You know, you have to kick the ball a certain way for people to be able to catch it. And if you kick it the wrong way, it can be so hard on your hands. You know, people break fingers. Yeah, a lot. There's a lot of emphasis on technique for kicking, picking up the ball, catching, hand passing, everything.
Can GA players learn anything from what you've learned technique-wise? Is it literally nothing you can apply to football? Like, so talking about the following through, the kicking style, is there good habits, I guess, that you've picked up that you can apply to Gaelic games?
Yeah, definitely. Even when you're following through with the kick, you know, and landing on that kicking leg, you know, I found that when I went back home to play football and even taking frees at home, you kind of found it better because when you follow through, you actually get a little bit more distance and height with the ball. So especially for long range kicking. And also I found my opposite side hand pass had improved like immensely, that I'm that comfortable on it. Like my, it was my good hand. Just because, you know, at every training session, you spend maybe 10, 15 minutes, right hands, left hands, right foot, left foot. So, yeah, like they really emphasized the skills like that. And then I actually found it really helped me when I went home because, you know, I was definitely getting more comfortable on both sides whenever it came to a situation that I didn't find myself stuck.
Is it true that Collingwood have this one club mentality as well, Aisling, that the men's team trains with the women's team on a regular basis?
Yeah, so just with COVID right now, we kind of have two gyms in the one facility. So we don't probably get to interact with the men's team really at all. And they might train during the day. But then there's also the netballers as well. So there's the men, the netballers, the women, and then there's the AFLW or the VFLW or VFL. So yeah, we would interlink with them a lot. But now during COVID times, it's just a little bit more strict. You know, we can't even train as a group yet. So we're training in groups of 10s just after the Christmas break. So everyone has to get a COVID test, return a negative result, and then we can go back to group training. So, but yeah, in previous years, there has been.
And what is the situation with COVID at the moment? Are people wandering around with masks or that normal life?
Yeah, so when I was in Perth, like no mask anywhere, like it's completely normal. Like everything is just like previous to COVID. In Victoria or Melbourne, so you have to wear a mask indoors. And then I think there's a limit on 15 people in one room. I'm not 100% sure on that, but in terms of cases, like I think they had zero cases today. So especially in Australia, they've been saying like any COVID cases they've had has been people in quarantine. So they've actually kept it well under wraps. You know, and the masks, like there really is no fear of COVID here. And especially in Western Australia, I found like, you know, it nearly wasn't even talked about because it was just like, it was never there.
Yeah, it had been handled. One question for me on like the whole decision-making process to go and the first time and then the difference between the second time. It sounds like you're having the crack and it's like a brilliant thing to do. You know, it's a job, but it's also seeing the world. It's making you a better athlete. It's life as a professional. Are there any downsides?
I suppose being away from family, it is tough. And especially now, like none of my family can come over to see any of my games. So you would... Well, I suppose I'm very lucky there's other Irish girls here and I'm living with an Irish girl, Sarah Rowe from Mayo. So, like, we have that sense of family, which is nice. And I suppose people always, you know, say to me, oh, you're living the life and, you know, it looks amazing. And it is. But then there also is a lot of pressure which comes with it. You know, you want to get selected for round one. You want to be performing. There's literally stats for everything in your game. So you could, as soon as the game is going on, you can look up a player, you can look up Aisling Sheridan, how many times she has touched the ball and caught the ball. And, you know, there's a lot of pressure like that. And then obviously, you know, wanting to keep your spot because the 16 players tug out or are started, and then you've only four other players or four or five other players which can rotate on. The rest, no, you can't. So there is a lot of pressure that comes with it. But overall, no, it is amazing. And like to even be out here, like, so grateful. And, you know, be surrounded by such good people and such a good club. It really is amazing. So I'm really counting my blessings.
So you'd expect more of the Irish women to head out there over the coming seasons. The way the season's dovetail seems to work perfectly.
Yeah, if the season probably goes the way it is, I suppose it works. It's the best of both worlds for us because we get to play our AFLW season and we're coming home maybe in time for Championship. But now I know the way GAA might be changing, we may possibly be missing Championship. So again, you know, that question will have to be put up for all the Irish, you know, which is more important, the sport you grew up playing or to go out and play AFLW. And I suppose that's everyone's, you know, everyone will have a different opinion or a different option. But right now it does work well for us. You know, you get your six, seven months in Australia and then 6, 7 months at home. But it's hard to know because I know Australia's been very strict with international travel, and it is very difficult for clubs to get Irish girls out here and very expensive. So it'll be interesting to see how the next few years go.
One other thing then, Aisling, you mentioned there that you're 20 days out from the start of the season. I think Carlton is your first game. Do you have an expectation as a team or a goal as a team? Are you targeting the finals this year?
Yeah, so we made it to the semi-finals last year and lost out by 2 points. You know, there was a lot of mistakes made in that game, but with Carlton coming up round one, so it's the first game of the season, it's the round opener, and Carlton and Collingwood are two of the biggest rivals. So I imagine, you know, there will be that pressure on, you know, both teams will want to win. Yeah, there's a lot of rivalry going back years and years. You know, it was the girls telling me, you know, they hate Carlton as much as Carlton hates Collingwood. So, you know, we'll obviously want to be going in there, getting off to a win, just get our season off to a good start and hopefully, you know, get one step further than we did last year. But I suppose we'll have to just take it every game as it comes and see how that goes.
Well, very best of luck with it, Aisling. Hope the season goes well for you. Thanks many for taking the call this morning.
Cheers.
Thank you.
The OTB Podcast Network with Green Farm on the go. Snack smart with 100% natural protein-powered chicken bites.